Hello, warriors. Welcome to the C-Free, Cancer-Free podcast. I'm Pamela, your host. In honor of September 11th, and it being my turn in book club to pick the book, I chose one that I want to share with you. It has nothing to do with cancer per se, but I truly believe that a healthy body starts with a healthy mind. And this book will fill your heart with all of the beauty of the human spirit. It's titled The Day the World Came to Town. If you have not read it, I highly suggest that you do. My sister Kathleen did not want to read it. It's too sad going through the tragedy of 9/11, she said, and I agreed. But Sister Susan had read the reviews of the outpouring of love and kindness and hope for the world that also occurred following the terrorist attacks. Let me set the stage. After the second plane hit the towers, the Federal Aviation Authority shut down the airways for any planes coming into the United States and any planes taking off anywhere in the United States. The planes in the air were directed as to where to land. Unfortunately, there were two other hijacked planes in the air, and we know what happened to them. But what were the planes supposed to do that were en route to America from Europe? They were crossing the Atlantic, and many did not have the fuel to turn around. As it turned out, 38 aircraft, commercial aircraft, headed for the United States from Europe, were diverted into the small Canadian town of Gander. Newfoundland, almost 7,000 passengers and crew were stranded there for 6 days, doubling the town's population for several days. And if you ever have to be stranded, Gander is the place to be. The book tells of the graciousness of the townspeople who welcomed, fed, housed, cooked, baked, and cleaned for strangers of every color and religion. This book is the light at the end of the tunnel, the silver lining in the midst of grief. It is the good that God can bring out of the worst situation. If you're not a reader, you can get this book on Audible and listen to it in your car or the gym, which is what I did. Now, with all of the talk about what should be in public schools for kids to read and not, I say this book is a must in libraries. Should be a must in libraries. Now, if you want to go to my website, cfreecancerfree.com, that's cfreecancerfree.com. I'll have a link to the book. If not, you can find it on Amazon or any bookstore. The Day the World Came to Town. Thanks for listening, and God bless.